Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. About to be joined by a special guest. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. One clarification from the last segment. The Golden Oreos are also great. Okay.
Yes, they are very good.
That was an oversight on my part. I was talking about all of the other Oreo remixes.
Yeah, you're specifically, I think, speaking about the different fillings that they're trying to go with, like the birthday cake and like the mint. And honestly, those have not hit.
Just doesn't make it any better. No. We have all the flavor profiles we need with the OG, the double stuff, and of course the Goldens. I do, by the way, highly recommend the Golden Thins. If you
like the Thins.
Yeah, I do. I think the double stuff is better with the original, but Thins with the Goldens. Ross Tucker joining us now, talking draft. Brought to you by MyFrontPageStory.com. And a good afternoon, Ross. How the heck are you?
You know, I'm doing awesome. I think I might have an unpopular opinion when it comes to Oreos. You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
No, Ross.
I like the thin ones more than the double stuff.
Okay.
The double stuffed is too much cream to me, too much filling.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the thin ones, almost like a thin mint Girl Scout cookie. I don't want the double stuffed cream filling inside. I like the regular, but if I had to pick between the thin filling or the double stuffed, I'm going thin filling.
Wow, that's a hell of a take here. So with the Reese's, you know, they do this with the Reese's cups now too, Ross, where they downsize it. They make like a thin Reese's cup, thins. Like the Reese's Thins. Do you appreciate that? Are you just thin across the board or is it specific to the cream?
I think it's specific to the cream because I'm a big peanut butter guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I've had a Reese's Thin. I actually live in Hershey. Like the factory is right there. So I could go over there. I don't think I've had a Reese's Thin. I need to try that now. My favorite candy bar is a Take Five. I think most
well-educated
human beings realize it's the greatest candy bar of all time.
Yeah.
Like whatever you like in your candy bar, the Take Five has it. And then extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I don't know why it's not more mainstream. Is it the same question I have about Three Musketeers? Who goes into a store and buys a Three Musketeers?
Yeah,
what's going through their head when they do that? You walk in and there's Twix, Kit Kat, Snickers, all these other peanut butter cups, and you pick a Three Musketeers? There's some type of conspiracy going on. Nobody actually buys a Three Musketeers when there's those other options there.
You know, Ross, all these takes that you have are making all the sense in the world. The only one that would not make sense is if you don't do milk with your Oreos. That's the weird one to me. Where do you come out on that?
Of course you do milk with it.
Yeah.
In fact, at my age, the only time I have any milk is if I have cereal every once in a while or if I'm eating cookies. Like that's my milk time. I'm 45 years old. I don't like... Do any 45-year-old just sit there and have a glass of milk? Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
Nice warm glass before
these
bed.
Days.
No.
No, that was from an earlier era, a more wholesome time. Okay, Ross, you've been studying the heck out of this draft. 7-year NFL veteran. You have the experience. You have the acumen to break this stuff down. If you're the Cowboys at 24 with their needs, who are you hoping gets to you?
Man, I'm glad you guys brought me on today. I have a lot to say about the Cowboys.
Let's go.
I have a lot to say. I mean, first of all, I'm not going to guarantee it, but there's like a 99.5% chance that they take a running back on Friday night. I feel like that's a bad position to be in, right? Where everybody knows in the second round or maybe third, you're going to take a running back. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has a running back still on the board that they really like, they're going to just jump right in front of the Cowboys. It's not a good position to be in. I think at 24, the most likely scenario is an offensive lineman would be my guess at that point. You know, I know there's some talk of receiver and some talk of defensive line. And I know they say that they like the guys they have along the offensive line. They need to get one guy. They need to get a guy, right? You know, whether that's a tackle so they can keep Tyler Smith at left guard. Maybe they get Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma or something like that. Or Amarius Mims from Georgia. Or maybe it's a guy like Graham Barton from Duke, who I really like, who can basically play all five spots and give them tremendous versatility, right? Like maybe he's the center and they go with somebody else to tackle, or maybe they give Graham a chance to tackle. Like they can let that sort out. So I would think offensive linemen early, and I think they'll be able to get a pretty good player at that spot.
Ross, you mentioned Mims. The fact that he's only played like 8 games, the very small sample size, would that be of any concern to you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a concern on two parts, right? It's a concern because it's like any other job. Time on task matters, right?
Right.
You know, you go to a doctor or a dentist, you're happier when the guy looks like he's like 50-something than when he looks like he's 30-something. You know, right. It's like, well, how many of these surgeries have you done, bro? You know what I mean? like you're always happy when you feel like the guy has a little bit more experience. Plus, you know, he got injured multiple times at Georgia, which was a concern. He just hasn't seen certain things that he'll see in the NFL and he'll have to learn on the job, but it might cost you a game, right? If he misses a blitz or whatever. I don't think the physical ability is in question. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles draft him. The Eagles really like offensive linemen that have truly unique physical characteristics. They draft at 22. They kind of want to get Lane Johnson's heir apparent at right tackle, but all their offensive linemen are either size freak shows, size and speed freak shows like Mailata or Lane Johnson, or they're just total athletic anomalies like Jason Kelce, who played linebacker his first 2 years at Cincinnati, or Cam Jurgens, who played tight end, right? Like they're going to go for guys that have truly unique physical ability. So that's the concern about Mims. You have to decide whether or not you're willing to live through those growing pains, especially this year. The Eagles know that he wouldn't play for them this year anyway. So they're willing to have him learn for a year or two behind Lane.
I love, Ross, that you brought up Graham Barton. He's been my guy since December when Brian and I went through this draft journey together for the Cowboys at 24. I just don't know, is he going to make it? And how do you go ahead and weigh the tackle conversation versus some of these centers as well? Which position do you think might stretch a little bit better if you go ahead and take, say, a Guyton from Oklahoma in the first round and then circle back and maybe want to get a center? Because the Cowboys lost 2 starters. They really need to fill both spots.
Right, although when you hear them, they love Brock Hoffman and TJ Bass and all these other guys, which, by the way, even if that's true, what happens if those guys get hurt?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, depth matters. That's the fastest way to ruin a season, is to have no depth along the O-line and have issues up there. So I'd be very surprised if they didn't take one in the first round. And I think it's a really good question. Do you take sort of the seventh or eighth offensive tackle, or do you take maybe the first or second interior guy, right? Graham Barton or JPJ from Oregon. I think a lot of it depends on how you feel about Tyler Smith, quite frankly. And if you think he's the guy to play outside, I mean, I think Tyler Smith's pretty darn good at both spots. He really is. That was a good pick by them. So I think they'd probably rather take the guy that can start right away inside, as opposed to the tackle that's a little bit more of a developmental guy. But to your point, I think you can get a starting guard or center in the second or third or fourth round, you can't at tackle. So they might go first round tackle, second round interior guy, third round running back.
How do you like Frazier from West Virginia if you had to go circle back? Say you went tackle, as you mentioned, in the first round, but then Frazier, I don't think he gets to you at 56, but if somehow he gets to you, where do you think, how do you have him and like him and Norzad and Limmer and those guys that, you know, we're kind of seeing as second and third round guys?
So I love Zach Frazier. Yeah. I actually like Norzad a lot too. I'm a Central Pennsylvania guy who played in the Ivy League. He was at Cornell before he transferred to Penn State. But Zach Frazier, so as a Pennsylvania guy, you know, wrestling's a really, really big deal. And I think he was four-time state champ in West Virginia, which is not like doing it in PA, but you can still see that when you watch him play. I have a really strong bias towards guys that are trying to physically hurt people. And I mean that seriously. I'm not talking about injure. I'm not talking about dirty. I mean, it's why we like the sport, right? Yeah. Blocking people is not fun, okay? When you're trying to smash somebody into the ground and then you push up off them, or maybe you put your forearm in their neck as you, like, that's what I miss every day. I don't miss the money, but I don't miss the camera. Like, every day I miss putting on one of those helmets, maybe that one right there, for people watching us, the Cowboys one, and just hitting somebody as hard as I can. You can't replicate it anywhere else in life. When you watch Frazier, he's trying to put people down. I mean, he's trying to physically punish people. And I believe, and I always have, that that permeates through the rest of the offensive line, the rest of the offense, and really the whole team. You need an enforcer. You need a guy like that, because really it makes the other guys that aren't playing that hard, aren't trying to physically punish the opposition, makes them look bad comparatively.
We're talking draft with Ross Tucker here on 105.3 The Fan. How much have the Cowboys changed from what you can tell since you played here in 02, right?
Yeah, 02, I started the last seven games at left guard, which, by the way, you guys will love this. Two quick stories about that, okay? First of all, because it was during Emmett's, like, run to breaking the record, I think they might have listed Larry Allen as questionable every week, even though we knew he wasn't playing. You have to go back and look at it. So imagine Larry Allen being questionable, and then Ross Tucker is the guy at left guard instead. I've never seen people so happy to see me as the defensive lineman every week that I started. They were like thrilled that I'm like, I know. You're glad it's me. I get it. Secondly, my favorite thing to do, because there's Cowboys fans everywhere, as you guys know, I'll meet a Cowboys fan, and every Cowboys fan, by the way, will tell you that they're the biggest Cowboy fan ever, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll always say to them, my wife knows it. She thinks it's embarrassing, but I go, okay, you are? I go, trivia question for you. Who started the last seven games at left guard for the Cowboys in 2002? And it is hilarious. They'll be like, oh, I know this. Oh, like they'll rack their brain. They'll be like, oh, I know. Was it Andre Girard? Yeah. Like Matt Lair? I'm like, it was me, you idiot. Who else would even ask you that question? It's literally me. Nobody would ask you that question other than me. Just say me. And no, you're not the biggest Cowboys fan, because my mom knows I started the last seven games at left guard for the Cowboys. No, too. So you're not. I love busting people's chops about that. You know where they haven't changed? They haven't changed on the contract stuff. And I don't know what they're doing. And I've heard, I want you guys to clarify something for me. When Jerry says he wants more cards to be played, he wants more action, is he talking about he wants more other guys at those positions to get contracts for comps, or he wants to see these guys play more before he rewards them with the big money?
That's what I thought. I thought the latter.
I think the latter as well.
I think it has to do with agents. I think they're struggling right now, Ross, with these agents that they're dealing with, that they want more action, because as we all know, Dallas has a history of caving. You know, on the, so these agents are backing up. They're not interested in negotiating because they just know at the end of the day, Dallas will cave. I think he wants more action with the guys he's dealing with.
It's a good question.
Well, so what I would say, so first of all, if he's talking about these guys on the field, mm-hmm. that's amazing. Like that's borderline insulting to CeeDee Lamb and sure. Micah Parsons, it is. Right? I mean, yeah. like what? You yeah. need to see more from those two guys.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons probably been the best defensive player in the league over the last 3 years. CeeDee Lamb, that's insulting.
Yeah.
And if he feels that way, all he's doing is costing himself money. I mean, you see Amon-Ra St. Brown just got $30 million a year this year. Let's compare that to the Eagles, okay? The Eagles signed Devontae Smith last week. $25 million a year, but he has two more years left. That doesn't even kick in until 2026. This year is the last year of his rookie deal. Then he's on the fifth-year option. So in 2026, Devontae Smith will start making $25 million a year. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, they're going to have to pay CD now over $30 million a year. So you're talking about just between CD and Devontae Smith, a minimum of $5 million a year difference. Like, that's not good. That is bad. I think their contract strategy stinks. I don't understand it. I think it's hurting the team. And they've said a million times it's why they haven't signed anybody else. It's why they have all these holes on the roster. Well, maybe if you sign guys now or you sign guys earlier when you can, guys that you – like the Eagles or the Lions, they know they want Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra around. The Eagles know they want Landon Dickerson and Devontae Smith for the long haul. Why are you waiting? You're just going to cost yourself more money later. Yet that seems to be the Cowboys' philosophy. I really don't understand. And to your point about the agents, of course every agent, but guess what? The Lions just made Penei the highest paid offensive sure. lineman ever. The Lions just made Amon-Ra the highest paid receiver yeah. ever. The earlier you do that, the less it costs you ultimately, because then Justin Jefferson signed and this guy signed, and then you're not paying them the most.
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, the situation is, agents don't have to go to them now, because the longer you wait, the more likely you're going to get what you asked for. They're not going to turn you down
that because of like Zeke and Zach Martin.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I also think those guys, they want their money.
Yeah, when
mm-hmm.
Dak's first deal,
they don't want
deal.
The injury risk. They don't want, you know, that's two more years for Micah.
Yeah,
you know, he wants the life altering $100 million guaranteed, and I think CD does as well. I don't think. I mean, I guess they can wait, but that's a pretty decent risk if you're just going to keep waiting on the player side.
Ross, what can you tell us about myfrontpagestory.com?
By far the best Mother's Day gift ever. I'll show it to you for the people that are watching it right now.
Yes.
My buddy started the company. Listen, I think we can all agree moms are the greatest thing ever, right? Like right. moms are everybody's first round pick. Get them a truly unique and cool gift. Go to myfrontpagestory.com. You talk to a writer for, I don't know, 10 minutes while you're driving home from work or driving to Chick-fil-A or something. They write this amazing story. And as you guys can see, those people that are watching us, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's framed. Pictures of your mom with the kids or grandkids or whatever. I can almost guarantee she will cry. Your mom will cry happy tears. And she'll have it hanging. My mom, my sister and I got one from my mom. It's hanging right next to her front door. It's like a daily reminder of how much we love her. Myfrontpagestory.com. Just go on the website now, or when you get to the next stoplight or stop sign or whatever. Myfrontpagestory.com. Best Mother's Day gift ever.
You're the best, Ross. Enjoy awesome. The draft. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, you guys as well. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for those
buddy.
7 games at left guard as well. There he goes.
God, those were dominant.
they were. Texture, by the way, had the follow-up question. What about a tall glass of milk with like a proper full breakfast? Because then you're mixing in a lot of sweets, like a pancake, French toast, waffle. I'll still do milk there.
Juice. Me too. Yeah. Juice. Yeah. I think cold milk pairs beautifully with pancakes and syrup and yeah. butter yeah. and sausage.
Wonderful.
Milk is a white Russian is always a good thing.
Ooh. Yeah, you never lied about that.
It's a good drink.
What. Yeah. Okay, we got to run. Top 10 at 4:20 coming up next. Woolchuck, where are we going with that?
It is National Bucket List Day, the top 10 bucket lists in sports. What's yours? That's next in the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.